Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Ramia, my name is Major Jordan, and I'm calling because do you represent Best Products or Best, let's see, what's the name of the company? Best Gadgets? Are you associated with Best Gadgets?
So depending on the company or the charge you're referring to, I would have to have an account up because we are a third party that assists to numbers of companies. Give me one brief moment.
Yeah, because I'm calling to say that they're charging me for something that seems like on a monthly basis, and that's not correct.
We can get that resolved for you. You said the name was Jordan Jordan?
Yeah,
Major Jordan.
Right.
And that billing address for security purposes, please.
7300 Neighbors, NABORS Lane, McKinney, Texas.
Thank you for that information, Mr. Jordan. So, yes, sir, reviewing the account, I do see that there was a Wi-Fi booster that was purchased back on the 31st of October for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. I do understand with that purchase being made, 24 to 48 hours of that order, if the account was not called in to canceled, then the after-trial charge would apply. Well, not after-trial, a subscription charge of $56.95 would apply to the account, and it would send you out.
What?
I'm getting into that, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It would send you out a gift card that values $125 gift card to order more items off the website. If you do wish to continue to receive the gift cards each month, it would be the same price.
I've never received a gift card, but I keep getting charged. I got charged for $56.95, and I've been charged for $56 or $49.95 four other times, and I don't understand why I keep getting charged.
That's because of the gift card.
No, I've never received a gift card. I don't want a gift card. I want you to credit my account back.
Okay, so those gift card was emailed when those charges did apply to the account. I do understand you wish not to continue, so I can most definitely go ahead and cancel the account for you.
Yeah,
and also,
when was the gift card sent out, and how was it sent out?
It was sent to you via email. So it was sent to that email, which is Major Jordan and SBC Global. .net. Also, it was sent around the 19th of each month. So those charges on the account, we are able to provide you a 35% refund.
No, I need 100% because I have never received that gift card. I'm looking now in my email, and I don't see anything coming in. How would it have come in? Under what name?
It would have emailed to you, and you have the... Yeah, one brief moment. That was the Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah,
so,
it
would have been support at trydirectdiscountproducts.com.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do a search. So
yes,
I should be. Give me the name again.
Support.
That should be okay. Oh, support, okay.
At trydirect.
Okay, hold on. At try,
direct.
All one word?
Mm-hmm.
One word? Support at try,
direct,
right?
Mm-hmm. Discount?
All one word or?
Everything all together. It's an email.
Okay. Try direct discount.
Products.com.
Okay, let me repeat this. It's support at trydirectdiscountproducts.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, I found it. It went straight to my junk folder. Okay, so now I'm opening it up. And... order to $7.95 to receive the gift card.
Repeat that for me.
Is it $7.95 just to get a gift card?
No,
sir. That's all I see. That's all I see on here. $7.45 order total.
That was for the shipping and handling charge for the Wi-Fi booster. There's a gift card that was sent.
Okay, let me see if there's more than one here. Hold on. Ma'am, all I have is just this one, and that was back in October from support tridirectdiscountproducts.com. That's all I could find in my all my email basket.
So you found the email that of the initial charge. So if that initial charge is there, that means that gift card was sent as well. Did you try? I do understand when you type in something in your email, sometimes it doesn't always pop up unless you go look for it. Yes, sir. We sent that email.
I'm looking at all my accounts, and I don't. Well, you probably sent it because I got the initial one, but that's all I see. That's all I have that I could find in my emails. So, again, now that I understand what the process was, the monthly charge is for what? A gift card for how much?
That value is $125.
No, I would not. No, I don't need that. All I needed was the Wi-Fi extender. So how do we reconcile this?
So once again, you know, I did go ahead and cancel that account for you, and the highest refund that we are able to provide is that 50% refund.
So I wrote down here, you guys have charged me $156.89 since the initial transaction, so I'm only going to get half of that back, huh?
We are able to do a 50% refund on your 3 months' worth of charges.
And you canceled the account.
Right, the account is canceled.
And I never. So has anyone, can you tell someone has used a gift card?
No, no one can use your gift card because it's in your email.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know where they are because I definitely don't see them. Would it say gift card? I'm looking for some other search criteria.
Yes, it will say gift card.
Okay, let me try that. Okay, you got a lot of these ovens. I'm not going to hold you up. I'll take the 50% if that's the best you could do. And you confirm you canceled this account because I don't know what else I would buy from you guys, even with a gift card.
They have tag trackers, they have smart watches, they have like pulse oximeters, dash cams, other items like that on the website with the link included. The link that is within the email will take you straight to where you can order products from. But the charges will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the funds back into your account. I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's going to be 259.
Mm-hmm.
015.
Mm-hmm.
435.
435?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
That is your cancellation confirmation. The account is canceled, and I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service. No problem.
Bye.